This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel Corporation and Carbon Free, a carbon capture company headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, are planning a $150 million carbon capture project at U.S. Steel's Gary Works. The companies say the SkyCycle plant will have the capacity to capture and mineralize up to 50,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide annually, and the project would add up to 50 full-time jobs. The plant is being described as a first-of-its-kind project that will have the ability to be expanded over the years as needed. The initial amount of emissions that could be captured, U.S. Steel said, is equal to nearly 12,000 passenger cars. The Council on Aging of Elkhart County is one of the few organizations catering to the needs of folks who need help as they get older. The not-for-profit's former CEO, David Toney, is sounding the alarm on the region's aging population and its implications.
Right now, there's about 53, 54,000 senior citizens. By 2030, there's close to 80,000. Now, here's the scary part. Right now, kids under age 18 and younger, there's about 55,000, give or take. By then, there's only going to be 38,000. So the senior citizen population goes up while the younger population actually declines.
This population trend is set to remain in place for the next 40 years. Population projections from the Indiana Business Research Center suggest. But it's not just a regional or state problem. Across the U.S., the youngest baby boomer will be 65 by 2030. In Indiana, that translates to 1 in 5 Hoosiers. The former Marquette Mall and Office Tower in Michigan City could soon have new life. Our partners at the Times of Northwest Indiana report the new owner of the property has plans to redevelop it into a town center. Moshe Shemian was originally part of a group that bought the property 19 years ago, but the Southern California developer is now the full owner of the mall and 7-story office tower, the publication said. He said in a news release that his goal is to, quote, bring jobs and energy back to Michigan City. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the 3rd annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Holiday World and Splash and Safari said Wednesday it will auction off the first public rides of its new family roller coaster, dubbed Good Gravy, which will take place next month. The proceeds from the auction will benefit the North Spencer Community Action Center. The Spencer County theme park first detailed plans for the roller coaster last August, noting that the family boomerang coaster will be the first of its kind to open in North America. The coaster will feature a train shaped like a gravy boat that will be pulled backwards uphill before flying through the station on a cranberry-colored track. The nearly 1,500-foot-long ride will hit a maximum speed of 37 miles per hour. New Jersey-based Sunlight Energy Investments is adding to its solar portfolio with the acquisition of a late-stage solar development project in Northeast Indiana. While financial details were not disclosed, the company said the solar array in Hamilton will provide power to 2 area schools. Sunlight Energy Investments is a subsidiary of retail energy and renewable energy services provider Genie Energy Limited. The company said the Hamilton acquisition adds to the 12 operational solar arrays that also serve educational facilities in Ohio and Michigan. A former Medicaid supervisor has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison after pleading guilty to wire fraud, the U.S. Department of Justice announced Wednesday. Yolanda Brooks, 52, of Indianapolis, was also ordered to serve 3 years on probation after her prison stay and pay over $920,000 in restitution. According to the investigation, between March 2018 and July 2021, Brooks took about 486 checks mailed to her employer in the total amount of $920,148.51 and deposited them into her 2 personal bank accounts she set up at KeyBank. With just months to go before the state transitions to managed care or pathways for aging, the state's three managed care entities are finalizing contracts with local area agencies on aging and other organizations. The three MCEs, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, United Healthcare Community Plan, and Humana Health Horizons of Indiana, hired by the state, will oversee services for aged and disabled Hoosiers under Medicaid at a flat fee for each participant rather than charging the state piecemeal for individual services. So the state's choice to intervene last month in the contract negotiations between MCEs and AAAs took some by surprise, especially when state recommended rate of $112 came in roughly 41% lower than the current $189.56 rate AAAs got for different but overlapping services. Indiana University President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.